Concert Hall, presenting two outstanding artists, Vera Brodsky, piano, and Maggie Tate, soprano. As usual, your Concert Hall host, Lionel Barrymore.
Thank you, and welcome once again to Concert Hall. We have some fine music on the program and two fine artists waiting to perform. Vera Brodsky, whose brilliant piano interpretations have been heard over the Columbia Broadcasting System for many years, and Miss Maggie Tate, internationally known famous soprano. Miss Tate will open the program with a beautiful aria from the opera Manon by Massenet. The scene portrays the heroine leaving her home, where she and her lover often dine together. Tragically, she sings Farewell, Little Table. Miss Maggie Tate.
Allons, il faut arriver, mon pauvre chevalier. Oh oui, c'est lui que j'aime. Et pourtant, c'est lui aujourd'hui.
Thank you, Miss Tate. Miss Tate next sings a beautiful French song by Fauré, entitled En Sourdine.
Notre amour, ce silence.
Perhaps one of the most famous compositions by the French composer Chausson is the beautiful and nostalgic story of faded love, The Time of Lilacs. Miss Maggie Tate sings it for us this time. To conclude her portion of the program, Miss Maggie Tate sings an aria from the French opera Monsieur Beaucaire by André Messager. It's a lilting waltz song which Miss Tate will sing in English. Pyramel, Miss Tate.
On the dancing hill,
For the second half of Concert Hall, we're to have the pleasure of listening to one of the finest female pianists of our day. Miss Vera Brodsky is a favorite of the concert stage and has won many friends through her numerous performances on the radio. Miss Brodsky has chosen a unique work by the 41-year-old Soviet composer Dmitri Kabalevsky. This is one of Kabalevsky's finest compositions and shows his real genius. We are to hear the first movement of the Kabalevsky Piano Concerto No. 1, Miss Vera Brodsky. Miss Brodsky. That enthusiastic applause is well deserved. You just heard Miss Vera Brodsky perform the first movement of the Kabalevsky Piano Concerto No. 1. Earlier in the program, we were pleased to present Miss Maggie Tate in a group of French songs. I'm sure we all agree these two fine ladies gave us a top-flight program on Concert Hall. We're planning another program next week with two more famous stars, and we hope you'll be with us for that performance. And now, I see it's time to bring down the curtain on Concert Hall. So, to all of you, soldiers, sailors, and Marines around the world, this is Lionel Barrymore wishing you the best of everything and saying goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Barrymore.